This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It's a special Sunday afternoon edition. We're recording this at just after 4 o'clock Eastern time, and you'll find out why in just a moment. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers. Hey, as we speak, Pin Chasers is having their huge 60th anniversary celebration at all three locations. 4847 North Armenia, 5555 West Hillsborough, and 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. All day Sunday, and still until 12 midnight Sunday, on this particular day, 60-cent hot dogs, 60-cent French fries, not just one at a time, an actual order for 60 cents, 60-cent sodas, 60-cent games of bowling, and you never pay for your shoes, and even if you don't have the right socks, just ask Pin Chasers, they will provide you a free pair of socks to go with the free shoe rental. Congratulations to Anthony Peroni, like me. A Hurricane fan, another reason I'm doing this podcast. Anthony Peroni celebrating 60 years with Pin Chasers and their three locations here in the Tampa Bay area. Follow them on Facebook or visit pinchasers.net. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Full Torque Fitness. If you play golf and you get tired from playing golf or experience lower back pain playing golf or just feel like your hips are not working properly and inhibit you from hitting the golf ball right, Daniel Shipman at Full Torque Fitness can help you. Just talk to him. Those three questions in particular, he can help you with. He'll put you through a Titleist Institute performance screen that will help find your limitations, reduce or remove them. And he offers one-on-one individualized training as well as small group training as well. You can also speak to him at any Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Todd Wright Tour 22 is coming up December 14th at West Chase Golf Club. Daniel and his assistants often come out to my events with the massage tables, and they offer complimentary pre-tournament stretching for my players and answer any questions you have about what Daniel does at Full Torque Fitness. FullTorqueFitness.com, FullTorqueFitness.com, 727-351-5164. This special edition of the Toddcast, coming one day after yesterday's about Todd Wright walks into a sports bar, where I was invited to a soft open of a sports bar to see some old friends, to see a new business that I'll be telling you about soon, and I knew there'd be some negative response from people who just don't frickin' get it. But to not bring those to me directly is cowardly. You got a problem with anything I say on the podcast? Or if you would like to have a constructive conversation about anything I say and follow up, you bring it to me directly. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Not cowards like Fort Myers Dave, who at 3:11 in the morning last night, a Saturday night, with an extra hour to either sleep or do something fun, at 3:11 a.m., Fort Myers Dave cowardly posted on a message board on JoeBucksFan.com that my Toddcast was, quote, way below average. Then again, the loser is a Cowboy and Kane fan. Who are you a fan of, Dave? Are you a fan of Florida State? Well, you came to the right place today. Speaking of losers, and if you're not, I can call you that because you didn't come to me directly to express your disapproval of what I'm doing, yet apparently you can't get enough of it. So thanks for downloading the Todd Wright Toddcast and continuing to listen. But if you actually have any balls, you and others who have a problem with me can email me so I can respond to you at write.todd@yahoo.com. It's interesting. I've had some people in the last year or so say to me, Todd, you were always, we know you as a nice guy. Where did this other side come from? And I said, well, it's 33%, one part, 33%, another part, 33%, one more part. You know what the three parts are? First of all, my friend, the big dog Steve Dooming, passed away. That pisses me off, and there doesn't seem to be anyone around that speaks their mind anymore so I'm going to do it because Steve was very good at it in the Tampa Bay area. So one third of it is the loss of my friend Steve Dumick. One third of it is listening to my friend and fan of my shows, Drew Garabo, on 102.5 The Bone. Drew is a wonderful human being. He has learned from a lot of mistakes, and he doesn't want to make those mistakes again. He's a loving father. He's a philanthropist. He gives so much of his time to other people and to charity. But on the air, if someone treats him badly, he'll treat them badly back. You know, it reminds me of something my grandfather once wrote in a letter to me, which is what he did when I was at the University of Miami. And to Fort Myers Dave, who says I'm a loser because I'm a Kane fan, I went to school there, Dave. I went to college at the University of Miami. I'm not just a fan. I'm an alum. Where did you go to school, Dave? Why don't you write me and tell me? Did you go anywhere? Write.todd@yahoo.com. Don't be a coward. Don't use message boards. As Pedro Serrano said in Major League, bring that shit to me. My grandfather would write me letters of advice when I was in college, and one time he wrote in a P.S., like and smile at just about everyone, ... except the assholes. My grandfather was right. And the other 33% is just me getting older. And I even asked that question in yesterday's Toddcast. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Post on a message board, you're gutless. You got a problem with me? You write me. And allow me to respond to you. Put your name on something, your real name, your email. I hold you accountable the same way I hold myself and other members of the media accountable. Florida State did it. They actually did what I and many have been calling them to do for some time now. We've talked about this on many Toddcasts, and I wasn't the only one doing it. So when the press release was sent at 3:17 p.m. on Sunday, Florida State terminates contract of head football coach Willie Taggart. The language was blunt and strong. It read, Florida State Director of Athletics David Coburn announced today that coach Willie Taggart's contract has been terminated effective immediately. Odell Haggins, who is in his 26th season on FSU's coaching staff, has been asked to serve as interim head coach for the remainder of the season. Haggins served in the same capacity for the Seminoles' final two games of the 2017 season following the departure of Jimbo Fisher. Coburn said, quote, I spoke to Coach Taggart this afternoon to let him know of our decision. I met with the team and coaches immediately after that conversation to let them know of the change. It was very important to us that the student athletes know right away. There are two other quotes there. The only thing really significant is we had no choice but to make a change. That from Florida State University President John Thrasher. Coburn, the AD, then confirmed that Florida State would immediately engage in a national search to fill the position. Well, that's better than you did the last time because you didn't do a national search. You centered in on one guy for all the wrong reasons. A guy with a losing record who never won a bowl game, who had just spent 1 year at Oregon. Oh, and by the way, did you catch what Oregon did last night and how they might move up to now six in the rankings? And if the Pac-12 gets a sniff of the college football playoff, it's going to be Oregon. That Oregon isn't better off for Willie Taggart bailing on them after one average season. Yeah, Oregon's better without Willie Taggart. So the fact that Florida State even puts in this release that they would engage in a national search. So that's two good things they actually did today. One, they came to the realization that they screwed up majorly screwed up in hiring Willie Taggart. And you know what it's going to cost them? Well, it cost them the last two seasons. It probably cost them some recruiting battles with Miami. And as a Kane alum, and yes, Fort Myers Dave, I went to school at Miami. I'm proud of the fact that Miami and what was a once great rivalry, I'm sorry, Doak Campbell Stadium looked like Tropicana Field with all the empty seats yesterday for Florida State against Miami. I've been to Wide Right 2. I've been to Wide Right 3. And you know what? I respected a lot of those Florida State programs, and a lot of players from those programs have no respect for what they've been doing recently, nor for Willie Taggart. They were embarrassed by, dare I say, a pretty average Miami Hurricane team under a first-year head coach in Manny Diaz. I've already texted some fellow Canes fans. We're proud of the fact that Miami not only won a key rivalry and recruiting game against Willie Taggart, but helped kick his ass out of the job. That's not a bad thing either. But Florida State didn't do a national search when they honed in on Willie Taggart wrongly and for the wrong reasons. It didn't work. It wasn't going to work. And it's now going to cost them $17 million before they even get to who's next. Because there's some pretty significant buyouts out there for coaches that are mentioned as potential replacements for Taggart at Florida State. So why was the timing right? Well, it was overdue. I wasn't the only one who was saying, yeah, this is going nowhere. It's not improving. It's a bad hire. How long are you going to let this go? You're going to pay the money anyway. Do you want to bring someone in who might actually get you back on a path to an ACC championship game in the college football playoff and respectability after 30 plus years of going to bowl games? So not only was it Miami embarrassing Florida State on their home field, and not even a vintage good Miami team, because the Canes aren't. But the timing of it. Florida State suffered their fifth loss. They were looking at a sixth one this Saturday at Boston College, who just smacked Syracuse around, who's had an enormous drop-off in the ACC. Boston College favored in that game, and rightfully so. After that was a cupcake game, I guess, against Alabama State, meaningless, trying to pad the wins, then a bye week, and then a trip to Gainesville against Florida. And sure, Florida lost to Georgia yesterday. Florida's not going to win the SEC East this year. But as we talked about in a previous Todd Wright Toddcast, in the tail of the tape between what Florida has gotten out of their investment in Dan Mullen, which they made at the same time that Florida State made the investment in Willie Taggart, it's not even close. It's not even a conversation. So, much like Willie Taggart has never won a bowl game and actually bailed on three programs before they actually played in a bowl game, Willie Taggart, as Florida State head coach, will not even get a chance to take his team to Gainesville to play the Florida Gators. That's how bad Willie Taggart was. And finally, Florida State admitted, this is awful. It's a self-inflicted wound. Let's see what we can do to correct it. But it's going to cost you $17 million, which was remaining on Willie Taggart's contract. Oh, one other note from my friends at Freezing Cold Takes, a site on Instagram and I believe Twitter that I really enjoy. This was posted on a Twitter page, at ESPN Booger. You might have heard of it. This was posted at 8:48 a.m. on December 1st of 2017. Quote, if when Jimbo goes to Texas A&M, Willie Taggart or Charlie Strong would be a home run hire at Florida State. They check all the boxes. Florida State would become a more physical team just as they were under Bobby Bowden. That again, an actual tweet at 8:48 a.m. on 12/1/17 from the account at ESPN Booger. I think you know who I'm talking about. Well, blind leading the blind, fraud talking about a fraud, insert your own analogy there. Again, my email, if you want to interact with me for positive or negative reasons, is right.todd@yahoo.com. Bring it. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Pin Chaser, celebrating their 60th anniversary at all three locations in the Tampa Bay area, and by Full Torque Fitness. Daniel Shipman can help you feel better about playing golf and can help you get more out of your game. You can reach out to him at fulltorquefitness.com or call 727-351-5164. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast, and we'll talk to you next time.